In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A service for the first Sunday in Lent, February the 18th, 2024. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent will you trample underfoot. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness, and you brought them to the promised land. Guide the people of your church, that following our Savior we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. An Old Testament reading from Genesis 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to the young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. And it is said to this day, On the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of the heaven and the sand is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O come, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And now an epistle from James chapter 1. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the first chapter. In those days Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased. The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now a sermon entitled Resurrection Faith. It is based upon the Old Testament reading from Genesis 22. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews 11, verse 1, provides us with an excellent definition of faith. It says, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. This indicates how faith is about trusting in what is going to be ours more than we do in what presently is ours. It has a lot to do with hope, expecting that more is coming our way than what we presently possess. In the next verse, the author states, For by faith the people of old received their commendation. He then goes on to speak about various patriarchs and matriarchs who went forward in a manner that revealed that they were compelled by the promises of God to live in a way and in a manner that may look foolish and delusional to an outsider. One individual of whom he speaks at length, holding him up as an example of this faith, is Father Abraham. That's what his name was changed to, for God had promised that he would be the father of many. For most of his days he was the father of nobody. At last he became the father of his wife's slave's son, Ishmael. But that wasn't how it was to happen. Finally, against all hope, when Sarah was past the age of childbearing and Abraham himself was as good as dead, their only beloved son, Isaac, was born. They struggled to believe, however they did, and in the end, the impossible happened. For God keeps all his promises. Friends, on this first Sunday in Lent, allow me to ask you, how is your faith? And using the definition of faith from Hebrews, what I am asking you is, are you assured of the things we hope for? Are you convicted that the things you presently do not see, you will see? The truth be told, the best that we can answer is in the manner that the father of a demon-possessed boy answered Jesus when he asked him this. His reply to Jesus was, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Well, the author of the letter to the Hebrews believed that what could help us in our own faith is to consider Abraham, especially when he was tested. Those who set up our reading schedule for this first Sunday in Lent also concluded that it would be good for us to consider the same account. And thus our Old Testament lesson today is from Genesis 22, the account of when God tested Abraham. You know what the test was. God appeared to Abraham in some form or another, commanding him, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Friends, this was no small request. It contradicted everything. Abraham and Sarah had waited a long, long, long time for the promise to become reality, that Isaac would even be born. Even when Isaac was a boy, God had made it clear that through Isaac shall your offspring be named. How would this and all similar previous promises ever be if Abraham carried through on God's request? Besides, what if God was having a senior moment, a lack of clarity, not realizing what he was asking, and all that this was placing into jeopardy? Didn't Abraham have a moral obligation to disobey God's order? After all, God hates it whenever parents sacrifice their children. Parents are to protect and nurture them. How could any of this be what God even wanted? Perhaps it is here that you and I also question what it is that God asks of us. And in addition, we may wonder about the tests, the trials and the tribulations that the Lord allows to come our way. None of these seem to be building us up. Rather, they more often than not are tearing us down. Does the Lord know that what he is doing in my life? Surely nothing good can come out of my present struggles. Why then is God allowing me to endure them? Perhaps it's time to turn away from God, forget about his promises, and trust only in myself and the things that I can actually see. That way, I can take control of my own destiny myself. Is that what Abraham did? Did he nix God's request and keep his son far, far away from that particular mountain? No, Abraham continued to believe in what he could not see. Therefore, he obeyed. Our text informs us, so Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled the donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. One can only imagine what his inner monologue was as they proceeded. The intensity only increased, especially when Isaac started to notice that something was missing from this picture. He questioned, behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Where indeed? Calmly, Abraham expressed his faith, saying prophetically to Isaac, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them, together. Now just what would he have been thinking? If it had been me, I'd be questioning my faith. How much better it would be to have a live son than a dead sacrifice. In addition, with Isaac dead, the promises of descendants through him could never happen. The author of the letter to the Hebrews gives us insight into where Abraham's thinking was. He states, under inspiration, that Abraham considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead. After all, how else could all of God's promises ultimately come to pass apart from resurrection? This would be God's trump card to make all things all right. Therefore, Abraham continued, When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. Abraham was all in. His faith was strong. He would slay his son, stand back, and watch God raise him up again. Well, it didn't happen like this literally. However, it did happen figuratively. The account tells us that the angel of the Lord stopped him at the last, saying, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And the author to the Hebrews concludes, figuratively speaking, Abraham did receive Isaac back from the dead. And just as Abraham had faithfully answered Isaac, God did provide for the sacrifice. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. There was a death of a substitute, thus allowing for the figurative resurrection of Isaac, just as Abraham believed. Friends, the testing, trials, and tribulations which you may presently be going through, which may be causing you to question your faith and to stop trusting in God, can be overcome. They can be in the one who overcame strong temptation to sin and who did so for us. The Gospel of Mark provides us this snippet of what occurred. And Jesus was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. From other accounts, we know that Jesus remained faithful, resisting the temptation to bypass the cross and enjoy wealth, fame, and power now. Why did Jesus suffer as he did, eventually going to the cross and dying for our sins? Why was the Father willing to sacrifice his one and only Son, whom he loves? The author to the Hebrews has something to say about that too. He wrote, "For the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame." The joy was in knowing that by the suffering and death of the Son of God, humanity's sins are forgiven. Verification is resurrection. For not figuratively, but literally, God the Father received his Son back from the dead on the third day. Now all who believe in him and are baptized, trusting in the God whom they do not see, and in the resurrection of the dead that is still to come, receive God's pardon for their sins. That for which we yet still hope is certain. That is what we have learned faith is. It is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. My friends, as everything worked out fine that day for Abraham, as both he and Isaac together came down from that mountain, everything is going to work out fine for we who trust in the Lord. This is in spite of the testing, trials, and tribulations that you may presently be experiencing. The Lord himself has provided, and he will continue to provide. This is the case even in the face of death. We believe this because of resurrection. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Thank God for the example of the ancient patriarch Abraham. May the Lord help us overcome unbelief in this season of Lent as we more intentionally listen to his word. After all, as Abraham himself once admitted to the Lord, "I am but dust and ashes." That is why we heed Jesus' invitation, that the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. We believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the dead, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guide and protect you in mind and soul until life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. O Lord, in the midst of this life we are beset by many temptations. Fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus, who bore temptation for us and resisted to the point of death, and bring us through the evils of this fallen world to dwell with you forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, you placed the wood of the cross on the back of your only begotten Son, that as the promised offspring of Abraham he might possess the gates of hell. Bless, we pray, his church and all those called to preach and to teach within her. Give them certainty that hell cannot prevail against them, and so embolden them in faith to trample every power of the enemy underfoot. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, preserve all who learn and teach your word in every Christian home from the assaults of the evil one. As your Son overcame Satan in the desert by the word of God, so also give us the victory through Christ and his word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of lights, from whom every good and perfect gift comes down to us from above, keep us from being enticed by our own desire to misuse your gifts. Help us to use them rightly in service to you and to our neighbor. Bless all our leaders, that we may be governed wisely and justly for the good of this present generation and those to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Most High God, our refuge in every trouble, you have promised to hear when we call to you. Command your angels to guard our brothers and sisters and all who suffer in our midst. Keep them from every evil that can befall the body, mind, or soul. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, the time is fulfilled and your kingdom is at hand, as your beloved Son comes to us here at the altar. By your Spirit, grant that we may receive him in repentance and believe the gospel proclaimed in his body given and his blood shed for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, see how the adversary continually afflicts us and walks about as a roaring lion seeking to devour us. We implore you, for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, to help us by the grace of the Holy Spirit and to strengthen our hearts by your word, that our enemy would not prevail over us, but instead that we may abide evermore in your grace and be preserved to life everlasting. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.